Okay, so this is a serious video here. Recording or whatever you want to call it. The default state of mankind when he's born into this place, man or woman, is the flesh mind. Sin. Born in sin. And the flesh mind is under control of the spirit of the air, the spirit of the age, Babylon, the devil, the world, the flesh, and the pride of life. So your flesh mind is the default. And if you haven't had a transformation where God gives you the spirit mind, the mind of Christ, then you're still running on that program. And my suggestion to 95% of the population is you figure out, you cry out to God and you say, am I running on a program? God, is the devil controlling me? Is the system controlling my thoughts? Are all my responses? Are the narcissists controlling me? Are the witches controlling me? Is the media controlling me? Is the news controlling me? Who is controlling my thoughts? Because if you're not aware, if you have the TV on all the time, the music on all the time, you're not self-aware because they're bombarding your eye gate, your ear gate with thoughts. And they're putting a program in your mind. The television program is to program you. The music program, some kind of radio station has a program. You go to the church and there's a program. You go to an event and there's a program. Because it's programming you to think like the world, the red versus the blue. The hatred, the revenge, the greed, living in the past, or the regrets, or the desires of something that the world gives of stuff, materialism, that really, the more stuff you own, the more it owns you. So the more you're programmed in the system, the more you become a slave until you have a transformation, you renew the mind until Christ be formed in you and you get the mind of Christ. And the Bible says this, if you believe the Bible says you know all things. And you might say, well, I don't know all things. Exactly, because you've been programmed. But when you have the mind of Christ, you know all things. Well, that's pride. How can you know all things? Exactly. You don't believe the Bible. Or you haven't experienced it. The Bible says you have the mind of Christ and you know all things. So if you don't know all things and you don't think you have the mind of Christ, you're running on a program. If the Son shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. So my suggestion to 95% of the population, maybe 98%, is cry out to God, beg God to give you the mind of Christ. Because then and only then will you break the program. And it is a program. It's the AI flesh mind. Because the devil is an AI program. And this is why mankind has created an AI program. Don't you know that these presidents are making decisions based on an AI beast computer right now? That's why they're contradicting themselves so much. Mankind can only create something that's dead. So man created the computer programming based on himself. He's trying to use logic, but without the spirit. And so the AI program is logic without the spirit. And so all the AI computers will eventually say man has to die. Because man is actually, it's actually a reflection of the old Adam where man wants to die. The old Eve. Eve chose death instead of life. Mankind chooses death instead of life. And this is why Jesus made a way of escape at the cross. So your AI flesh mind is your default program, and until you have a transformation, and get the mind of Christ, you love death. You love the darkness. You love the dark side. You love to hide and live in secret. That's why you're cheating on your spouse, and that's why you're trying to do something that you shouldn't be doing. Because you're dead. You're dead in trespasses and sins. And I know it's hard to accept. I know it's hard to digest. I know it's hard to believe because you think you're alive. If you're such alive, why do you need drinking? Why do you need drugs? Why do you need stimulation from the outside when it's peace in the inside? If you're alive, you don't need anything outside. You're content with who you are, just to be in Christ. You don't need a big house, a nice car, and big car, and image, and pride, and status. You don't need all that. You don't need a fancy job. Why do you think you need that? Because you're probably dead. And if you're saved and still running on that program, the devil, the narcissist, the psychopathic system, the sociopathic system, the narcissistic system has deceived you through the radio, through the broadcasting network. Broadcast means to cast you down to a broad. The National Broadcasting Network. National means birthing. Nation is birthing. Broadcast is to downcast you to a broad. National Broadcasting System. System is goes back to Eve. Sys, stem. National Broadcasting Network. Network is a net. It's to weave you into a spider web net. Work is a works-based system. Instead of faith alone and Jesus alone, they want you in a network. They're going to weave your mind, your soul, your core being, that you got to be good enough to get to heaven, which you can never achieve. The National Broadcasting System is Babylon. The National Broadcasting Network is Babylon. They're trying to downcast you and brainwash you and get you to stay in the program. And if you want to break the matrix, it's a spiritual matrix you got to break. It's an unseen matrix. And the only thing that can break the matrix is that word that came from heaven. His words ever forever settled in heaven. And you crack open that Bible and you see it's about Jesus. You receive the Spirit by faith. And so with the Word and the Spirit in unity, like Christ in you, the Holy Spirit, can break the program. But I promise you, you're running on a program. These bodies run on a program. You got to sleep. The Chinese know this. If you sleep at night, your 8 hours, you feel better. You're healthier. If you drink water, take deep breaths, you feel better. You're healthier. If you exercise, you feel better. These bodies run on a program. If you eat sugar cane, it kills you. It gives inflammation. It gives you cancer. So your body has a program. Your soul can be programmed. If you start to date a Jezebel, or you start to date a narcissist, or you marry a narcissist or a narcissist, they program you without you even knowing it. Unless you're self-aware. You have to become self-aware. When they attack you with these weird fear darts, doubt darts, confusion darts, whatever the drama that they're sending your way, they're just darts. When you escape the sine wave system, the drama, the Draco Ma, the Draconian machine, the Draco Ma, Draconian machine, 666, cube, hive, Borg, flesh mind. When you escape it and you step out of it and you look into it, you realize it's all a dead system. It's all fake. It's to keep you in a box. Keep you in a cube, and the only way you're going to get out is faith alone and Jesus alone. There's no other way out. You've been programmed from a child through your bloodline, through your culture, through the media, through the news, through the TV shows. Even the Andy Griffith Show has programmed you. Every TV show that you've ever watched was a program, but it was a program to program you to think like they wanted you to think. But you don't have to think like the system. You can escape it, but you're going to have to do some serious contemplation, meditation, cutting the noise off, paying attention to your thoughts, being self-aware. You can wake up, but you first have to admit that you were born in sin and you've been programmed. And it's hard to admit it, but it's the truth. You got friends around you, you got family, you got neighbors that you might love. You might love them, but they've been programming you your whole life. They might not even know it. Some of them are agents, some are not. But they've been programmed, and so you're being programmed by rubbing shoulders, unless you overcome. And when you wake up and become self-aware, and these friends that you care about or whatever, and they come up to you and say stuff that's contrary to the mind of Christ, and you call them out on it, they'll get mad. They'll call you crazy because they're still in the program. But once you break the program, you should know that they're stuck. They don't want to break. If they really wanted to break the program, they would listen to you. But they're so programmed that when you speak something from the eternal, they love the temporal. They love the death cult. It's all a death cult. And so if you decide to break free, know that the people that you care about most will become your enemy. Some of them, very few will escape it. Very few will break the program. And the ones that do break the program, you better keep them close, because there's only going to be one or two, maybe three your whole life that break the program. If you can find one, you're blessed. If you can find two, you're double blessed. I mean, if you can find three people have broke the program, you really got something going on. And this is why they want to separate you. This is why the Freemasons and all, they want to keep you tied to people who are programmed. They have to do the bidding of the demonic spirit system. And so they want to isolate you, because when two believers communicate, they break the program, because you start to see common denominators. Hey, yeah, my family did this. My friends did this. My job did this. Oh, yeah. See, this is why the narcissist thing took off. Because we broke the program of the narcissist. We didn't know these people existed. We didn't know they existed. We didn't know we were actually being enslaved by a narcissistic system. But when you break the program and you realize what you're in, they've got to call. Think about really what happened on a bigger scale. Think about this for a second. Think about this. Notice when the narcissistic teachings went out and we all were saying, oh yeah, these are narcissists. These are narcs. These are psychopaths. These are sociopaths. They're in our culture. They got the tie and the suit on. They got the best job. They're leaders in society, but why would they have the pride or the unction to be some top leader? Because it's why do they think they can control? They're smarter than everybody else. It's narcissistic delusions. You see what happened to Nebuchadnezzar. You see what happened to the Chinese guy. You see what happened to the Russian guy. Anybody who has absolute power, they go crazy. They're striving for power because it's narcissism to the hilt. My point is, the AI beast computer is the same way. It's going to strive for more and more power. And it wants you to be a slave to your phone, to your TV, to the mechanical inventions. God made man upright, but he sought many inventions. The AI machine wants you a slave to a machine, which is actually a slave to yourself, because anything that's man-made is from the man or from the woman. Beget. The flesh begets the flesh. The spirit begets the spirit. Those who have the spirit can hear me. Those who are in the flesh cannot hear me and will mock everything I'm saying and laugh at what I just said. But those who are in the spirit hear what I'm saying. Especially if they got saved, gloriously saved, and transformed by the power of God, the Spirit in you. Life in the human realm is really simple. Cut, turn, union, flow. Those are the four root words down here that cover everything. Whether it's calculus, physics, math, taking a shower, washing your hands, driving your car. Cut, turn, union, flow are the four root words. It's so easy. This is how you can know all things, because you can break everything down into its parts, constituent parts, and see that it comes down to a simple life. The more stuff you have, the more drama you got, the more stuff going on, the more people around you that's causing distractions, the more confused you get, and the more you get blinded by the noise. That which is seen is made by the unseen. Time is a repeat every day. You're in a Genesis 3 repeat every day. We're in the eternal now. Time does not exist except for the flesh mind, to birth in the spirit mind. That's the only reason time exists. Space does not exist except for one reason, to teach you how to pace it out. And you might say, what do you mean? P-A-C-E, to pace out the path. P-A-T-H. S is integration. P-A is the paw. C-E is the spirit walk. So the only reason space exists is to teach you how to walk it out, to walk out the path. The only reason time exists is to move you, to birth you from state to state in the cycles of time. So it's all about your inner man. It's about your inner walk. And as you pace, as you walk in 3D, it's a symbology representation of pacing it out in the inner man. Let me say it again in a different way. As you walk or pace in your daily life, it's a type and a shadow of your inner man learning to pace it out in the spirit. It's symbolic. It's allegory. So what's happening in the 3D is symbolic of what's happening in the 5D, or the mind. Be renewed in the spirit of your mind. The mind is spirit. Out of the heart, the mouth speaks. So your heart and your mind are spirit. Jesus said, the words that I speak, they're spirit and they're life. So your heart, your mind, and your words are spirit. And so you can know a person's heart by their words. And so you can know those who are programmed versus those who are not programmed. And you might say, well, if you get the mind of Christ, you lose who you are. You never existed until you get the mind of Christ. You're just a slave to the devil. You're a slave to a program. Well, I want to be me. I don't want to have the mind of Christ. Well, you can't be you, because you never were, because you were just a clone of a clone of a clone of a clone from your bloodline, your culture, some radio guy, some preacher. You never were self-aware. You were just a clone. So the only way you're going to be you or be real is run to Jesus, and he'll give you your spiritual gifts, and he'll give you your personality that's from him, not from the world. You're running around with a personality, whether it's rebellion, whether it's stubbornness, whether it's greed. You think you're something, but you're nothing. You're not even alive. That's what's bizarre. Well, I want to be independent. That's not even an option. That's not even an option. You're either going to be dependent on God or dependent on the devil and his program, the AI program. Because the devil is an AI machine. Now, he was dropped down. And see, the devil, the only reason the devil exists, because it's a reflection of your flesh mind. God allows the devil to do some stuff to cut out your flesh. Flesh cuts the flesh, but spirit sharpens the spirit. And so that AI flesh mind that you think that you're your own person, that's a lie. It's a program. Because every person is per the Son. And if you want to be independent of God, independent of Jesus, and be your own boss, you're deceiving yourself. You're just in delusion. You can't be independent of God. Nothing is. Why do you think the Bible says God laughs at the wicked? He laughs at the wicked. We're going to destroy God and get rid of the bonds of God. God laughs because in him are all things. He sustains it all. By him all things consist. How are you going to throw off God? The only reason this 3D experience exists as it is now is because Adam and Eve fell. And it dropped everybody into division. Oneness with God is no division. The only reason you see the red versus blue division in everything, whether it's football, basketball, they have a red and a blue jersey. All they had to do is take their shirt off and get it the other, and it's still the red versus blue. It's the same game. You see people go to the Super Bowl. Well, I'm going to the Super Bowl. I say, well, didn't you go last year? Yeah. Well, why do you need to go again? It's still the red versus blue. I'm going to the hockey game. Didn't you go last week? Yeah. Why are you going again? Still the red versus blue. I'm celebrating Christmas or Thanksgiving or Halloween or Easter or birthday. Didn't you do that last year? Yeah. Well, how many times are you going to do it before it gets... Well, I'm putting up Christmas lights. What's that program? What's the holiday program? The holiday program is just a mockery of the holy days. The holy days are to bring remembrance back to the Jesus setting you free. But the Bible gives you the book of Exodus because he's trying to show you something, an allegory about being free in the inner man. From Genesis to Revelation shows you the storyline of Israel to show you how to be free as the elect saint. So the Israel was the elect nation that was being set free, but it was a storyline written down to show you how to be free as the elect saint in your body. The temple of Israel was to show you that your body is a temple and you can be free in Christ, just like the nation Israel was free. God was showing them how to be free and how to fight the good fight of faith. But you can be free, just like Israel was free. Now Israel went back into bondage. You can go back into bondage. But why would you want to go back into bondage when it's not even reality? It's fake reality. The lies of the devil, the lies of the narcissist, the lies of Jezebel. It's not even real. It's fake. They're not even real people. They're actors. They're actresses. The TV, the news, the media, it's all act. It's all an act. I gave you the truth. Now it's your choice to what to do with it. You either accept it and meditate on it and get free from the programs, or you stay in the program and you stay asleep. All you do is just snap your finger and wake up. if you're saved, if you got the Holy Spirit. If you're not saved, receive Christ by faith. If the Son shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. Why are you a slave to those worries and those doubts and those fears and those fighting and the anger and the revenge and the hate and the desires of this world system, this just vanity? Why are you a slave to that? Because you're in an AI program. You've been programmed from a child. It's a program. It's not even real.